Welcome to Wells Family Devotions, produced on behalf of Wells Discipleship. The Word of God from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 13, verses 24 through 30. Jesus told them another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like a man who sowed good seed in his field. But while everyone was sleeping, his enemy came and sowed weeds among the wheat and went away. When the wheat sprouted and formed heads, then the weeds also appeared. The owner's servant came to him and said, "Sir, didn't you sow good seed in your field? Where then did the weeds come from?" "An enemy did this," he replied. The servants asked him, "Do you want us to go and pull them up?" "No," he answered, "because while you are pulling the weeds, you may uproot the wheat with them. Let both grow together until the harvest. At that time, I will tell the harvesters, 'First collect the weeds and tie them in bundles to be burned. Then gather the wheat and bring it into my barn.'" Let weeds and wheat grow up together. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. In today's parable, an earthly story with a heavenly point, Jesus compared our world to a field. And in that field, God plants good seed, representing those who believe in Jesus. And in that same field, the devil plants weeds, those who have rejected Jesus. The problem with new plants is that while they are growing, you can't always tell which are wheat and which are weeds. And so Jesus says, "Let both grow up together." Why would he say that? In short, God has not called us to be the final judge of anyone's life. Are they a weed or wheat? We might look at a person struggling with poor choices in their life and think they are a weed that someday ought to be gathered in the burn pile of hell. Not so fast. We just don't know what's going on in their hearts. But God does. He sees into human hearts. He can identify a glimmer of faith that no one else can. On the other hand, we might see a person who looks like a stalk of wheat, someone who looks faithful and upright. But God knows the evil and unbelief they may be hiding. We just can't see what God sees. Jesus is teaching us this. Who is weed or wheat? It's so hard to know. But God doesn't need us to rip out weeds. Someday, He'll get the job done. As far as it depends on us, live at peace with everyone around you. Instead, let us love the people God has placed in our lives. If hell is real, and it is, how important it is to share the message of Jesus and His love and heaven with as many people as possible. And then, on the last day, it will finally be revealed who is a weed and who is wheat. Until that day, let's love one another. We ask for God's help in prayer. Lord God, we don't know what's really in other people's hearts, so keep us from making hasty and self-righteous judgments. Purify our hearts and lead us to continue to trust in Jesus, so that we might be ready for the last great and glorious day. Amen. We invite you to use the accompanying family discussion questions found at wells.net. Click on Serving You and select Family Devotions. Join us next time for Wells Family Devotions. Until then, God bless your day.